Well, I'm freaking peeved. I recorded this once, and stupid computer freaking had to crash right before I was done. I gotta restart the whole thing. I'm peeved. I'm more peeved than I don't Before we get started with today's episode 14, by the way, I'd like to do a reminder of our Instagram. Go follow us there if you haven't already. All one word, stupid, real stupid. Stupid Politics Podcast. All one word. Search it. Find us there. Go follow us there. Facebook, not one word, spaced, Stupid Politics Podcast. Go follow us there. We post memes when we post new episodes and news articles. So, without further ado, let's get into today's video. I'm your host, Jason. Stupid Politics Podcast, episode 14. Today on the agenda, sure you all heard of this already. Hold up. Sure you heard of this already about the Woodward tapes, which I'll be playing after I read this article from Fox News. And yeah, so let's get into this. I haven't heard much about it, so I'm just gonna, except for the first time that I read through everything. It's aggravating, but here we go again. Dang it. Headline: Trump challenges Woodward for sitting on coronavirus quotes. President Trump on Thursday challenged Bob Woodward, questioning why the veteran journalist didn't report his comments about the novel coronavirus sooner. If he thought they were so bad or dangerous. Wait. So bad or dangerous. No. So I can't do. I used to be able to do Trump impression. I can't. I still do Arnold though. Come on. What is this about the coronavirus? Back when I was working out, we would throw all the eggs on the floor and still eat them to boost our immune system. Not that bad, but hey. Don't judge me, okay? Pretty good, dang it. I think so. Continue. So bad or dangerous? While claiming he was trying to keep Americans calm, Bob Woodward had made quotes for many months, Trump tweeted Thursday. If he thought they were so bad or dangerous, why didn't he immediately report to him in an effort to save lives? Dead gum. Right on the money. Knocking on wood. Okay. Dang it. Right. Didn't he have any obligation to do so? The president continued. No. No. Because he knew there were good and proper answers. Which at the time, in my opinion, I feel like Trump said these comments that we're getting into here. Because that's what he knew at the time. I, on the other hand, feel like the coronavirus was never, nor do I still believe. I still believe coronavirus is spreadable and as bad as what people think. Because even the CDC came out and said only 6% of the American death total is, only 6% of it, dang it, is what died from the actual coronavirus, like actually died from it. So that's not very bad. It's like less than the common flu. It's like, what, 9,000 people or something. I don't know. I ain't no mathematician here, dang it. He had a calm, no panic. The president's tweet came amid controversy over Woodward's new book, Rage, which I find that very odd. Two things. This so happens to come out after the whole Trump from the Atlantic article or whatever they're called. Dang it, I don't know. I didn't even heard about him until, what was that, Monday or Sunday, that they'd come out with that article about Trump supposedly saying that it called, like, the dead in the Texas cemetery. I can't think of it right now because I ain't that smart. Losers and jazz. I don't think that got as much heat. Trump didn't get much heat over that, if any, actually, than what they want to. So I think that's why they came out with this now. And also, just so happened to conveniently come out right as he releases a new book that he made. Gonna make that money. Money, money, money. Money. I'm a pretty good singer, I know. Ain't gotta say nothing. I'm pretty good. I'm the best. I do have to say, I'm the best. That was a terrible Trump impersonation, but I don't care. Let's continue. In February, we were interviewed the president's book for the book. President for the book, and Trump described the novel coronavirus as deadly stuff, even as he publicly compared it to a seasonal flu. A month later, Trump admitted to the word, "I still like playing it down because I don't want to create panic." Exactly right. Just like a common president would do. I mean, what do you expect him to do? Oh my gosh, we're all going to die from the coronavirus. Run. Stay in your homes. Protect yourselves. As Bernie Sanders would. Bernie Sanders was off. Totally shut down the American system and waited for the millionaires and billionaires, including himself, to lose money from this coronavirus. That was a pretty good impression, eh? That was like my second attempt I ever done that. That was fairly good. Don't care what you say, okay? I hear you laughing, saying it was terrible. No, I don't care. Because I say it was good. Deal with it. Now, let's continue here. But Woodward is pushing back against critics who claim that he would have immediately published Trump's comments, that he should have immediately published Trump's comments. Washington Post media critic Eric Wimple, whose paper published the audio of Trump's comments, tweeted Wednesday evening that he had interviewed Woodward and pressed him about the blowback he has received. According to Wimple, when asked why he did not go public with Trump's comments about the virus being deadly, Woodward explained he didn't know where Trump was getting his information, whether it was true, and so on. Sure. It took 3 months to nail down all the reporting about what Trump knew about the coronavirus, when he learned it, and how all that related to the public pronouncements he was making. Wimple tweeted Woodward, "It wasn't until May that he put those pieces together." Mm-hmm, sure. Whatever you say. According to the media critic, Woodward flatly denied that the content of his interviews with the president would have saved lives if they were publicized sooner. Asked directly whether early publication of his interview would have saved lives, Woodward responded, "No, how?" Wimple wrote. He pointed out that Trump made that comment on March 19th, and he already made an awful address on March 11th, confirmed cases were taking off. Wimple followed. Woodward did say that if anything he gathered was a legitimate public health issue, he would have gone to the Post and sought to have it publicized forthwith. Forthwith and so forth. I love that word, forthwith. You don't hear that much anymore. And so I told you to now I'm doing it, Bernie Sanders. And so I go and I say forthwith to you. I don't know what I'm trying to do there. It wasn't, he told me. Rage, which just so happened to be written after these, or just so happened to come out, dang it. After these leaked audio tapes, so you can make money. Rage was written after Trump spoke to Woodward, who's an associate editor for the paper, for the 18 on the record interviews between December 2019 and July 2020. The Post reported Wednesday on the passages from the book, including Woodward's discussions with the president. Meanwhile, Fox News has learned that multiple White House officials were completely caught off guard by the revelations in Woodward's book. Sources told Fox News that officials knew the book was coming out, but did not know how many on-the-record interviews the president had granted to Woodward or how long the conversations had been. The president gave Woodward 18 interviews, which last 9 hours. Holy crap, that's a long time. It's a lot of interviews, too. But Trump loves talking, just like me. What you gonna do about it? Additionally, two White House officials told Fox News that they were unaware that Woodward had tapes of the conversations. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, during an interview on The Story Wednesday night, said that Woodward's access to the White House is probably something that I would not have recommended had I been the Chief of Staff role early on, but it's the typical thing the president does. He is dead on the money. He doesn't know the president better than me. Hold up real quick. That is Trump for you. Let's continue. As for the comments about the severity of the virus, the president defended himself Wednesday, saying, "You cannot show a sense of panic," while downplaying Woodward's book as just another political hit job. And White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, I think I said her name right, probably not, but listen, best I'm going to do. Don't judge me. Still better than Biden. On Wednesday, echoed a similar sentiment, saying, "When you are facing insurmountable challenges, it is important to express confidence. It is important to express calm." Can we just give a round of applause to that statement? That gun right on the money. She was playing pin the nail on the donkey, she would have got that right on through those words. He makes clear that he doesn't want to see chaos, by the way, which is the second part of the quote, which you failed to read. She continued addressing a reporter who had read part of the quote. Daggum on me right there. Kayleigh, she is very good. She's like the best press secretary anybody could ever ask for. She is on the money. That girl is smarter than me. That's hard to do. Notice this podcast is stupid politics was, I ain't that smart. I know it's hard to believe, but I ain't that smart. Not really. I'm just not. I don't like using them fancy words and jazz. I just like simplifying it the best I can by drinking my Diet Coke. The president, just days after having this discussion with Bob Woodward, said this from his podium on March 30th. He said, "I do want them to stay calm. We are doing a great job. If you look at the individual statements, they are all true. Stay calm. It will go away, but it's important to stay calm." The press secretary said, "So this president does what leaders do, good leaders. It stays calm and resolute at a time when you face an insurmountable challenge." And I got the tape thingamajig right here. If you just hold on, give me a second. I never heard it, but we're going to play it. We're going to play it right here. I don't know how well you'll be able to hear it, but I'll do my best because this is off my phone.
Breaking news. Startling new revelation. The virus. Separate conversations.
It goes through air, Bob. That's always tougher than the touch. You know, the touch, you don't have to touch things, right? But the air, you just breathe the air. That's how it's passed. And so that's a very tricky one. That's a very delicate one. It's also more deadly than your strenuous flus. This is more deadly. This is 5% versus 1% and less than 1%, you know, so this is deadly stuff.
Well, I think, Bob, really, to be honest with you.
Sure, I want you to.
I wanted to always play it down. I still like playing it down.
Yes,
sir. Because I don't want to create a panic.
That's right. I mean, I kind of understand with those statements, you know. He don't want to create panic. But yeah, a little bit more deadlier than flu, as you heard Trump say, 5% death versus 1%. But, I mean, 4%, come on. You know what I'm saying? And at the time, you know, they didn't know. I guess I'm not trying to make excuses for Trump. I love him and everything, but I try not to make excuses, but I don't know. I would probably done the same thing if I was president. Just kind of downplay it because, I mean, you got to. Otherwise, I mean, you're not just going to go, "Oh, my gosh, we're all going to die." Run for your lives. Stay in your homes. Like burning thunders. Stay in your homes. Wear masks. Do what the communists say. But, I wouldn't have done it differently, you know. Maybe just save a little bit, stay more cautious. Hold up real quick. My bad, my mouth gets dry when I talk a lot, especially when I'm doing podcasts. I don't know why, but, you know, I got off track. What was I talking about now? I'm such a good podcast host, dang it. I'm better than Ben Shapiro and the other guy that's on there, Ted Cruz. I'm better than all of them, dang it. You don't even need to listen to them. Just throw them out the window. Just come to my podcast all the time. But no, in all seriousness, though, I wouldn't have handled it any different. But you know, I also probably wouldn't have made. I probably wouldn't make that good of a president. I don't know. Seemed like a pretty hard job to do. One thing I'd like to do though is run for Congress, in a couple of years maybe. I don't know. But that'll do it for today's podcast, episode 14. Remember, if you haven't already, go over to our Facebook page. Go follow us there. Give us a like. Because we post memes. And not every day, but we post memes when we post new episodes go out. And news articles. And also go over to Instagram at All One Word Stupid Politics Podcast, and go follow us there. And that'll do it for today's episode. As always, be strong, be bold, and be heard, boys and girls.